many times do we hear these statements? It's wrong to judge people. You have no right to judge me. We're not supposed to judge others. This view of judging has absolutely permeated our society. And even churches today promote themselves as being non-judgmental churches. Sometimes you hear these slogans, "At our church, you'll be accepted, not judged." Others say, "We don't judge people, we just love them." Is it right to judge? What does the Bible say about judging other people? Well, the view that most people have, folks, is based on a total misunderstanding of the Bible. And the statements that I just referred to reflect that misunderstanding. Now, what I want to do to begin with today is to look at Luke chapter 6, verse 37, and then we want to go to Matthew chapter 7 and look at what Jesus said about judging, and then we're going to contrast what the Bible does say about this topic with what it does not say. Now, in Luke chapter 6, verse 37, Jesus said, "Judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned." Now let's go back to Matthew chapter 7, and we're going to begin in verse 1. Now this is a very well-known passage of Scripture, but many times it is misquoted and it is misapplied. In Matthew chapter 7, beginning in verse 1, the Bible says, "Judge not that you be not judged." Now most people do not know, or they just ignore what the rest of this passage says. You see, you can't stop right there in verse 1 and really understand what Jesus is talking about. He said, "Judge not that you be not judged." And then in verse 2, Jesus said, "For with what judgment you judge, you shall be judged. And with what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you again." Now in verse 3, I want you to notice the illustration that he uses here to make the point about judging. He says in verse 3, "And why do you behold the mote that is in your brother's eye?" Now that is a speck, that is a small chip or a small twig, just a piece of wood or grain. And he says, "Why do you behold that mote, that small piece of wood in your brother's eye, but you do not consider the beam, the large piece of wood that is in your own eye? Or how will you say to your brother, 'Let me pull out the mote out of thine eye,' and behold, a beam is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye." Jesus here, when he says, "Do not judge," is talking about being overly critical. And he's talking about being a hypocrite when we judge other people. He's talking about condemning other people over little things, and at the same time, we're doing things that are much worse. Now, when Jesus said, "Judge not," he means that kind of judging. So to take these statements then of Jesus Christ in Matthew chapter 7 and in Luke chapter 6, and apply them to situations that Jesus never intended, is misusing the Bible. And yet, that is what a large percentage of people do. That is what many Bible readers do. That is what many people who call themselves Christians do. And also, even outside of that arena, you find that there are people who actually don't even claim to be Christians who misuse the words of Jesus. They misquote Jesus' words, and they apply the statement, "Judge not that you be not judged," in ways that Jesus never intended for those words to be applied and to be understood. Now let's notice something here to begin with today, folks. The Bible also commands us to do some judging. Let me stress that word again in the statement that I just made. The Bible commands us to do some judging. For instance, in John chapter 7, verse 24, Jesus said, "Judge not according to the outward appearance, but judge righteous judgment." Don't make a judgment based on the way that things appear to be or seem to be, but he said, do judge righteous judgment. So he's commanding us to judge. Now he says to be fair about it, but the Bible absolutely does show that Jesus commands us to judge in some ways about some things. So just to make the blanket statement, just to take Jesus' words out of context and say, well, you're not supposed to judge, and then mean by that, that it is wrong to judge in any situation, in any circumstance, and just make an absolute blanket statement out of what Jesus said is misusing Jesus' words. Because Jesus not only said, judge not, that you be not judged, he also said, judge righteous judgment. So Matthew chapter 7, verse 1 is a commandment, judge not. But so is John 7, verse 24, where he said, judge righteous judgment. That's just as much a commandment of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as what he said in the Sermon on the Mount. And then there are some other statements that Jesus made that show us that he's not intending for us to understand here that any kind of judgment whatsoever is forbidden. For instance, in Luke chapter 7, verse 43, Jesus said, thou hast rightly judged. In Luke chapter 12, verse 57, he said, why even of yourselves judge ye not what is right? In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 5, he said, is there not one that shall be able to judge? And in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 15, he told his readers, judge ye what I say. So yes, the Bible is clear about this. The Bible does show that not only is it right to judge in some situations and about some things, but the Bible also not only authorizes, but gives us the obligation to judge about some of these things. Now, I want to show just for a few minutes how ridiculous this reasoning is. I want to show just how absurd this view gets when you start applying it. For instance, you have a church which says and even advertises, we are a church that doesn't judge anybody. Okay? So you say, we don't judge anybody about anything. Suppose a man comes to your church then, and he says, I don't believe that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Are you going to say anything to him? Are you going to teach him differently? Are you going to tell him that the Bible does say that Jesus rose from the dead? But then he says, but I don't believe that. I don't believe that the Bible is right about that. I don't believe in Jesus' bodily resurrection from the dead. Are you going to tell that man that he is mistaken? Are you going to tell that man that he doesn't believe the Bible? Are you going to in any way correct that man? And supposing that you did, suppose that you tell him, but you're not right. You don't believe the Bible. You're believing something that is wrong. And he says to you, well, I thought that you said that you didn't judge anybody. I thought you told me that you weren't going to judge me for anything that I do or say or believe. You see how ridiculous it gets? Or suppose this happens. Suppose you have a church which says, we don't judge anybody. And a child molester begins to attend that church. And he proceeds to molest several children in that congregation. Now here's the question. Do you tell him that he's wrong? Do you deal with the situation? Do you report him to the authorities? Or do you just say, well, who are we to judge him? We're not supposed to judge anybody. We're just supposed to accept anybody and everybody. I don't think that there's a church in this area that's going to do something like that. And obviously, they should not. But if this reasoning is true, if this slogan, well, we don't judge anybody and we're not supposed to judge anybody, is true in the sense that people are talking about it in the blanket, universal way that people are trying to apply it, then you couldn't even tell somebody that he was wrong doing the things that I just mentioned. Let's take it down to a more personal level. Let's suppose that a man steals something from you. And after you find out that he has taken what belongs to you, you confront that man. And he says, well, you have no right to judge me. Are you going to accept that? Are you going to agree with him and say, well, you're right. Who am I to judge you? Or are you going to press the issue and say, no, you're wrong. You have no right to my property. Well, obviously, any person is going to say, you had no right to do that, and you are wrong for doing it. Now, in a sense, you are judging that person. Suppose that a man comes to the front door of your house, and he gets inside of your house, and he proceeds to try to harm your family. Well, are you going to stand back and say, I have no right to judge you? Who am I to say that you're wrong for what you're about to do? Well, obviously, folks, any red-blooded man is going to say, you have no right to do that, and I will do everything within my power to stop you. And if you say that I'm judging you, then you can say that, but you are wrong for what you're doing. You see, folks, when you say things like people are saying today, and especially churches and preachers saying, well, we have no right to judge anybody and we're a non-judgmental group of people, they really don't mean that. And sometimes they really haven't thought through what they're saying. So when you look at situations like I've just described, and you say, well, of course not, I wouldn't say to somebody in that situation, well, who am I to judge? Well, then you do believe that it is right to judge about some things. Now, the bottom line is this. Our world uses this view as an excuse to do whatever they want to do. Somebody said one time that our world today has 11 commandments, not 10. The 11th commandment that people have come up with is, thou shalt not judge. I remember several years ago that there was an announcement from a New Age group which said this, it is a sin to call any person a sinner. That's pretty inconsistent, isn't it? That is highly hypocritical to say you can't call a person a sinner, and if you do, that's a sin. Well, that is an outright contradiction of what the statement says. And that's the irony of it all. People who say that you shouldn't judge are judging you when they say this. And in fact, I have found in practice that people who say that you shouldn't judge others turn out to be, oftentimes, some of the most judgmental people that you can meet. Now, tomorrow, what we're going to do is to look at some specific examples of what Jesus does not mean when he says, judge not that you be not judged. And I hope that you'll be tuning in at that time. Well, folks, it's been a joy to study with you today, and we hope that we have said something today that will cause you to go back to these scriptures and study them even more carefully. And tomorrow, we're going to look at the Bible again as we look at this very important subject of judging. Thank you for tuning in, and have a wonderful rest of the day.